Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Te rerangi o Access Radio Nō Pōneke 106.1 FM, and you are listening to Tiffany Wayne, and I'm here with Debbie in the studio. Morena, Debbie.
Morena.
How's your day gone so far? You were saying you were a bit sluggish.
Bit sluggish, yeah. I was thinking, oh, it's going to be really terrible rain, but it's not. Touch wood.
We did another run straight into the studio moment almost today.
With a couple of minutes to spare. Whew.
Aye. So we'll be talking a little bit about Tronel Dump today. Yes, mm-hmm. Sadly enough, because mm-hmm. he's always on the political realm at the moment.
Yes.
Speaking about the realms, the Circle of Fire's had quite a few earthquakes recently all around, you know, what New Zealand's a part of.
Yes. Not God. That I've felt any, but yes.
No, I haven't felt any either, but there have been few in other countries on the Ring of Fire, it's called, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
God. And I went to see Tāmoko done for Moko Kawawai recently with an artist, so we'll talk about that a bit later. It was so cool. First time I'd really been with, because my friends Taka Tāpui and the artist did a certain thing for them.
Cool.
And also, we're doing 80s music.
Woohoo, I know.
Yeah. I'm a big 80s baby, and I'm dedicating this to my friend Amber Cash, who's the hugest 80s fan out there. We're both from 81.
There's some good ones here today.
Yeah, there's some good ones. I actually did like 100 songs on this list, and I was cutting people off. Michael Jackson got the cut.
Oh, no.
I know. Yeah, so should we go on with Tronel Dump first?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Get it over with.
Yeah. So Melania recently called a press conference without his knowledge to clear her name. Yeah, that in itself is quite particular, right? Like, why would you do that unless some crap's going down, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. So I was watching a lot of my like IHIP or my Hassan Piker, and everyone's come down with that Trump's going to be thrown out soon and she's clearing her name from the Epstein files. So something big's coming, but no one knows what it is. Because you wouldn't do that without...
Well, yeah. Why would you bother?
Cause and effect, eh?
Yep.
So also another thing that happened is France leaked false information to Tronel Dump.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. And almost instantaneously, the information got to Putin.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're now seeing him as a compromised president who is compromised and in bed with Russia.
Well,
that's what I was going to say.
Joining the dots,
don't we always think that a little bit?
I think so.
Yeah, but it's come to that. Have you seen the movie Idiocracy?
No.
It's this movie where in the future everyone's rather stupid. People need to see it. And even the presidents, it's a crazy shit show pretty much. But this guy's just in the army, and him and this working girl, a prostitute, they wake up in the future and they're the smartest people on earth. Yeah, and they're just regular everyday people, and they can't believe what's happened. They don't have water anymore. Everyone drinks Gatorade. They don't really know what water's for.
Right.
Yeah, it's a crazy show. You got to give it a watch.
Okay, I've written it down. Yeah.
It was funny in the 90s, and I watched it recently and it wasn't funny anymore.
Too close to the truth.
It was so close to the truth. Okay, so we'll get on to our first few songs. And, of course, one of my favourites, and this is actually a favourite of Jason Momoa.
Ooh,
yeah, okay. We Belong by Pat Benatar. Mm. And then that goes into Prince Doves Cry, which everyone loves, I hope.
It does. Alrighty.
Falling on earth. Whenever we deny all the grace. close your eyes and try to dream. Clear your mind and do your best to try and wash the palate clean. We can't begin to know it, how much we really care. I hear your voice inside me, I see your face everywhere. Still you say we belong to the light, we belong to the Father. We belong to the sound of the world before.
Kiritangi or Access Radio Noponeke 106.1 FM, and we're sponsored by the Royal Foundation. Fiona, what was that song in between?
Debbie.
And oh, Debbie, goodness.
So that came, it was my alarm music.
Well, I called you the wrong name, so
I
we're
know,
even
it's
now.
It's all good. Yeah, it's all good.
We'll sap out each other. But I did laugh. I was thinking, oh, I haven't heard Venga Boys for a while.
That does not sound like Prince.
No. Venga Boys is one of the only bands from the 90s I can't stand anymore.
I don't know why. I'm just going to see if I can fix it.
Yeah, I'd rather listen to Bewitched. Oh, what's that their name? It was, wasn't it? Yeah, the Irish crew.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to move on with a little bit more politics. So indeed. I've been watching a lot of podcasters. I've been watching a lot of celebrities that are pro-Israel. And everyone's turning against the mothership. And a lot of them will be lobby paid, right? So to be paid and turn, some, you know, they must know that the tides are turning in the masses. What have your thoughts on that? Have you been watching it?
Not at all, no. Yeah.
Oh, well, I met one out recently, and they are indoctrinated almost, like how you do in different religions. And I found it, I tried to be friendly with her, and it was, I'm not sure all people will be like that, but a certain club meeting with a girl from there, it was so awkward, and it got real bad when she realised I was indigenous as well. It was bad. That's all I have to say about it. So
yeah.
I hope their hearts and minds can change from being, it's almost like a cult. It was like talking to a cult member.
Yeah, it's scary, isn't it, that these people exist out there and it's like, yeah.
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 Well, that's scary. So I've seen that the lobbyists have jumped board, and we've got big stars. Even Taika Waititi was in support at first, but he is part Jewish, isn't he? He's Jewish, Russian, Maori.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a big mix, almost oxymoronic. Yeah. And of short, Giselle Yeshab, who everyone knows as Gal Gadot, she's changed her name so it sounded like she came from the area pretty much. She's a real problematic. But I saw everywhere that she might have been planted in Hollywood the whole time.
Wow.
Yeah, because she came straight from the IDF.
Yep.
Yeah.
So yeah, they've got spies everywhere.
Yeah. Yep. And that would explain why she's so terrible at acting. I watched her movies and I thought, she was beautiful. But I was looking at the acting thinking, she is not good. But I'm quite proud of Shortland Street at this moment, watching her act.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shortland Street's I've never been a fan of Shortland Street.
No. Sorry. And we also got Dr. Phil's in there.
Yep.
Jerry Springer, I could understand.
Yeah.
But no, there's so many celebrities on that thing, and they signed that petition to pretty much okay defence, right, that they were allowed to defend themselves. But I feel like they've been attacking, and for a long time, apart from that, on what happened on the 6th had been from 60 years of punishment towards the...
Wow.
Yeah. The Iranian people. So
yep. It's
funny how they just highlight what they want to and then they brush over what they don't.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They would have had that probably planned a long time.
Yeah. Well, it has been. It's that great replacement, isn't it?
Yep.
And that was part of the corridor I had with this girl that was just so odd and scary. And that was before this recent war all went down that I met her.
Right.
Yeah, I hadn't talked about it before, but then I remembered it and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to bring that up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it felt like talking to someone that was a little unwell. So yep. I think you can be trained and tormented into being unwell, or just indoctrinated is the word I used earlier.
Well, yeah, programmed. They just,
I do understand a little bit about it because I did grow up, I've talked about it before, Taka Tapui with homophobic Christian whānau pretty much.
Right.
Yeah. I ended up sent to Pray the Gay Away, even sent away to your farm. Yeah.
Wow.
So I went through that kind of stuff and had, you know, I I ended up seeing it from a point of view where this is what they truly believe and they love me and they're trying to save me, right? So that okayed it for me even though it's not okay.
They were coming from a place of love.
Aye.
But ignorance.
Yes.
Yep.
And I have a really butch, handsome cousin. He's a womanizer, but he loves me so much and he's okay with my sexuality. So when his mum tried to play the go away, he started growling. I had to pull him aside and say, cousin, your mum's a descendant. She's never going to change. And I told him how I felt about it, that, you know, from her point of view, she's trying her best to save me because she loves me.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there comes a point where you.
Yeah. Go. Well, I was used to it. So I had come to terms with it and that, you know, I giggle a little bit, whereas he was not giggling. He was so freaking angry.
Oh.
So thank you, Chiefy.
I know. That's so cool that you had someone had your back.
Oh, talking about my whānau, my cousin Ruth, who I love so much. Happy birthday today, Cass. I hope you're listening.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Shout out to my niece.
Yes.
Jess.
Yes.
It's birthday today.
Oh, look at us, whānau birthday.
I know.
Oh, we're cool now. Well, hopefully they're listening. They probably never even heard us.
Well, I'll have to tell a director to the podcast now and say, look, your name is on the air. Jess from Palmerston North.
There you go, Jess. Woo-hoo. And Ruth from Ruatoria, who lives in Auckland.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay, we'll move on with our next two songs. And I love, love, love this next one. It's Self Control by Lara Branigan. I've done it on TikTok and I've done it in drag. And also Word Up by Cameo, which I also love.
Ooh. Let's go.
Myself believe it, this night will never go.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, bad.
Yeah, Te Rerangi or Access Radio no Poneke 106.1 FM, and we're sponsored by the Royal Foundation. Thank you, Royal Foundation. We're going to talk about enrollment, rolling next, enrollment, a little bit about podcasters, and also I'm going to talk about Tova O'Brien. Mm. Yeah, because I've always liked her work, even though people have looked at her a bit sideways. But first we'll talk about enrollment. Everyone out there that has 17-year-olds, I think it's crucial, especially for those 17-year-olds that are turning. This is for the 17-year-olds turning 18 by voting. You can enroll them before they turn 18 so they can actually vote on elections.
Yeah.
I think it's the missing million. You're out there, I can hear you. A lot of you don't think there's any hope, and why bother? They're all the same. With this recent coalition, you can see that the sides are not the same at all. So please enroll. Please vote. I'm wanting you to vote Green, but I'm just asking you to vote in general. And next, we're going to talk about podcasting. I watch IHIP. I watch Hassan Piker, of course. I watch the BHN crew. Tanya Waikato has a new show on BHN. It's something with the police.
No, I don't know.
Party with the police. Anyway, it's not Polynesian, it's politicians. That's what the police stands for in her one. But it's not Party with the Police, but you'll find it if you search Tanya on the BHN crew. And, yeah, I was watching Tova O'Brien's interview with Luxon. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, my gosh, it's so good. Yeah, write that down. Hey, she literally fires questions at him that no one wants to ask. Well, everyone wants to ask, but I don't know, Ryan Bridge doesn't seem to ask any of those questions. And he just went all confuffled. You can watch him go to bright pink in about 5 minutes.
So where did you watch it?
In studio. Oh, yeah. She's Instagram on the morning show now.
On the morning show.
Yeah, okay. But it has spread to every platform, so you'll find it. You just have to Google.
Okay.
And it was, and she's done that to him before at an outdoor event where she just approached. She wasn't working on a show at that point.
Yeah.
And the worst part is that they're threatening RNZ now. This happened with a lot of shows before when they first came into power.
Yep.
So many shows went down.
Absolutely controlling the media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is that the breakfast show has had more viewing since Tova's been on because she's doing an amazing job. So their threats are obviously bias.
Yeah.
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 If you're listening, Tova, you're doing amazing. Stick to it. So many people have your back. I looked on Facebook and the comments underneath the RNZ might not have the funding for her. The comments were off the charts. There were so many people supporting her and thinking she's doing amazing.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But I just think it's, you know, when the first lot of shows went down, this has happened in America too. People, you kind of don't think about it, but to be this far away from that happening to start happening again, that starts to look like a regime of some sorts. It looks crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do we do? Where are people going to go to news? Well, of course, there's podcasts out there like BHN and IHIP and Hassan Piker people. But, you know, there's a lot of, especially older people, that they only get what we have on television.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Totally controlled.
Aye. Yeah. And the breakfast show seems to be one of the only few that doesn't seem like it's paid by the government. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're going to get fair questions. You should be able to ask your Prime Minister anything.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
Not just fluffing around conversations and fluffing, eating pavlova on the mountain was the worst I've seen. That could have been the school lunches for a year for two children.
I didn't see that.
Oh, no, he ate pavlova on the mountain. It's some crazy, crazy stuff. It reminds me of Marie Antoinette, which is very much Trumpian at the moment. He's giving me big time, let them eat cake. Let them eat cake, look at this. Oh, didn't his dance hall, whatever he wants to make, got halted, didn't it? I don't want to look into that. It's
the ballroom.
The ballroom, that's it. I just don't care about it so much. That's part of the news. I don't look at him. I just think it's idiotic.
Well, see, he's also trying to get his arch.
Did you see the golden toilet?
Trump and arch. Trump, pumps.
Jumper.
No, the toilet.
There's literally a golden toilet, which is one, I don't know, what does it even mean? I need to research what it says. If anyone wants to look, there's a golden toilet that they unveiled. It's hard, people were having photos on sitting on a toilet in public.
Don't some of us hotels have like gold everywhere?
Yeah, it's so tacky.
There's probably a gold toilet in the penthouse.
Oh.
In his private residence.
Gold only suits a very few things. And Donald Trump's not one of them. No. I don't think gold goes with orange and yellow. But, no, that's the trouble there. Tove O'Brien, love you. People, get onto podcasting. What else? Enroll your kiddies. Enroll them now and enroll yourselves, yes. Especially.
Yeah.
And we'll move on with a couple more songs now that I've had my rant. Next we have La Isla Bonita by Madonna and then David Bowie with Little China Girl.
Thank you. my China girl. I feel a wreck without my little China girl. I hear her heart beating loud as thunder. So the stars crashing. I'm a mess without my little China girl. Wake up in the morning, where's my little China girl? I saw the stars crashing down. I've been tragic like I'm Marlon Brando. When I look at my China girl, I could pretend nothing really meant too much. When I look at my China girl,
Rangi or Access Radio Nor Ponike 106.1 FM, and we are sponsored by the Real Foundation. Thank you, Real Foundation. You're listening to Tiffany Rain, and I'm here with Debbie.
So we're rolling along.
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about a study, so I have to read this part. I'm having a nightmare moment right now reading, but studies in political psychology have identified a correlation between low IQ and the support for right-winged politics. Research suggests it's mediated by a preference for simplicity, order, and resistance to change, which are all hallmarks of conservative ideologies.
Mm.
Oh, there we go. I did it way easier than when I was practicing.
So smooth.
Yeah. But you were talking about, because Trump did that, eh?
Yeah.
He admitted it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did he say? I love the stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. And then you listen to supporters online and you think, yeah, they're down there.
Yeah.
They're real.
I wonder how he got them to enroll, though. And it's,
I started watching Dean Withers and a few other younger podcasters, but they like going into the fire and debating these people.
Right.
And I watched about three debates and I couldn't handle it. Like, I don't know how these young people do it. They're arguing to brick walls with voices.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that they're all hypocrites.
Yes, hypocrites.
Hypocritical. I was looking for the word for ages. There we go, people. You're welcome. But they'll let, you know, they'll attack Camilla and everyone else for everything.
Yeah.
Similar to what happens here. But then they let things slide with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've never seen someone so compromised and so obviously in the Epstein files and so above water or below water.
What? Me? Not me.
Yeah, yeah.
Says
no.
Mr. Trump, yes. Yeah.
He's, and I have been watching his Truth Social posting. It's off the charts. It's crazy.
Okay.
He just must be up all night. And then I feel like this happened with my grandmother when she got Alzheimer's and started going a bit wayward.
He gets on and then he just goes nuts.
Yeah.
Well, it's really interesting. There's a guy from work that's over there at the moment.
Yeah.
And to get into America, you have to, they check all your social, you have to list all your social.
You have to literally give them your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So delete your notes, peeps.
But they go and check, you know, your Instagram.
Yeah.
And posts and your.
Well, this is the thing is they want them to be Trump supporter. I was going to say Trunnelled again. Trunnelled dump. You got to be a dump supporter.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then. They'll probably, because they start doing the face recognition and policing of society there, right? Mm, so if you start being anti-Trump, they'll deport you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So you won't be coming back to New Zealand, you'll be going to Alcatraz.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So one of the things he's over there for is Coachella.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, tell him to behave. Behave and be very good.
Yeah, well, yes. He's over there with his girlfriend, so.
Yeah. I think orange skin is the most gorgeous skin, Donald. Yeah. Who's doing his makeup? Colour in the eye bags. They're always missing.
Well, it's like he doesn't have anyone doing his makeup.
Oh, he must be doing it himself.
I think so.
Well, he's a crap makeup artist as well.
Yeah. You would have thought by now they would have been able to sort of get him to moderators.
Or just, well, obviously the king has no clothes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, but
yes.
Can you at least tell him to put on the eye bags? Yeah, yeah. Paint those eye bags to the same colour as the rest of the face and the ears. They're off. They're off. I did say that apparently he's been defecating himself too.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's that old.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. So the meetings must be too long. But they seem to kick the press out quite fast.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. I hadn't read that or heard that one.
Oh, just give it a Google, people. Apparently, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah, yeah. To keep myself safe.
Right.
I thought we could talk about stuff like this since everyone's jumping off board with him as well. Gog. It's just so terrible. We still got to talk about my tattooing, but we better slide into some more music so I can squash in my favourite at the end.
Indeed.
Yeah, yeah. And remember, enroll peeps. But next we have Tina Turner with I Can't Stand the Rain, love, 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 and you do too, don't you?
Oh, yes, love it. Yeah. And so appropriate.
Yes. And then Flesh for Fantasy by Billy Idol, which is one of my favourites too, and my friend Amber's favourite, which the 80s Days dedicated to her. Amber Cash, love you heaps, my babes.
All right.
Against my window, bringing back sweet memories. I can't stand the ride. Against my window, 'cause he ain't here with me. Hey, window pane, tell me, do you remember how sweet it used to be? Can't stand the rain against my will.
grace. I can't stand the rain against my window, 'cause he ain't here with me.
Flash for fans. Or do you like to dance? It's nearly morning. You wanna risk a chance? Neighbor to neighbor, door to door. Enjoy the crime, you do your time. Never been nothing before.
Te Rerangi o Access Radio Nō Pōneke 106.1 FM, and you've been listening to Tiffany Wayne and Debbie. Thank you for listening, everyone. I'm just going to bring up, I went to watch someone get their mokokawa wai done.
Wow.
Yeah, I loved it so much. It was my friend's takatāpui. The artist was Māori, and they approached it in a way where it incorporated both male and female, of course, because we leave mokokawa wai just for life bearers,
yep.
women.
Yep.
So my friend was still seen as a woman, a both, similar to Native American we would have been before we were colonised with our takatāpui. That's yep. all of us.
Yeah.
The artist, I'll bring her up, Rosie Edwards, was amazing, fast, so cool. One of those people that's kind of cool, it's scary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you kind of don't want to approach them, but we got on so well. We hung out outside, but at first I was like, oh, well, she might not like me.
But
she did. She added me on Facebook.
So oh, good. Nice.
So that she works electric moko, is what it's called, where traditional meets contemporary. And that's Rosie Edwards, who is a tattooist, carver, does tā moko and line work artist.
Ooh.
And she puts tattoo with intention. So that's wiredas@gmail.com, wiredas@gmail.com, electric moko on Facebook, or intuitive moko on Instagram. Lovely to meet you, Rosie, if you're listening, and amazing work. What's so fast.
Wow.
Yeah. Still looked a bit painful for my friend, but lips are sore, apparently.
Ooh.
Yeah, I wouldn't get it done.
No.
But thank you for doing your show with me today, Debbie.
That's okay. Yeah. You're most welcome.
Yes. Kia ora, everyone, for listening. Remember, stay awake, stay relevant. Don't forget to enroll.
Yes.
Yeah. Keep your peepers up a little bit for the future of our more course and our little kiddies.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But kia ora, everyone. We're going to leave you off with one of my favourite. We got the Little Eyes. Little Eyes ready?
No.
Oh, no. We'll just move into our Cindy, eh?
Yes.
Auntie Cindy Lauper, I love her as well. So we're going to leave you driving all night with Cindy Lauper. Kia ora, peeps.
Bye.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.